Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. John Fox is our guest, and John, I know we're gonna talk about Obamacare a little bit. I'm gonna let you wrap it up at the end of the hour a little bit, but I want to make sure we have a full segment on your outstanding idea about educating young people about the tax system. Would you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, I spent many years in Washington D.C. representing small businesses and teaching. At a law school for 25 years, I taught at Mount Holyoke College at the college level. But our tax system, particularly I think about the individual income tax, is really dysfunctional. It's incredibly complicated. It's excessively an effort by the government to micromanage how we behave and reward certain
things. Yes, and when you say government, you and I are completely agreed that it's bipartisan abuse.
It is bipartisan. It is not a Democrat or Republican thing.
It's the political class.
The politicians have imposed on us. And I think that one of the problems, one of the reasons and explanations for such a dysfunctional system is that we've never taken the study of taxation seriously in our educational system, neither in high school or college. So what I, and I'm 75, as you know now, for the next 25 years, Jim, I'm going to try to introduce the subject of taxation at high school. I want by the time anybody graduates from high school to have some basic understanding of how our tax system works, to understand some principles of effective tax policy. So when they get to be voters and politicians roll out some nonsense, they're able to say, you know, I can really think about this.
And I'm with you 100%. I'll hold your coat while you teach all these kids. But here's my question. How do we do that and keep the ideology out?
Well, you know, I really did it in when I taught at Mount Holyoke. I think students were quite interested that I would be so, I'm basically critical of a system which was produced by Democrats and Republicans. So I think the question is to get people to think about it. Let me give you a very controversial area. Let's talk about progressive income tax. You wouldn't teach that the progressive income tax is right, or you wouldn't teach that it's wrong. You would say, what are the arguments for a progressive income tax? What are the issues? What are the criticisms? What's the alternative? What's
right.
about a flat rate tax?
Mm-hmm.
What are the arguments for a flat rate tax? What are the difficulties with a flat rate tax? Look at who benefits from it, who doesn't. So let them think about it. There's no answer to this. You don't want
so you,
to give
and
them
you,
answers.
And you would also include a debate about the like a national sales tax, a VAT tax, or something like that?
Sure. You would say, okay. What are the alternatives to an
right.
individual
okay.
income tax?
Right.
What do Europeans do? Why don't we have a value added tax?
And is it working? And also, does it work for the Europeans? What is it created?
Yeah,
I'd also like to include in that a discussion about what the tax, the concept of taxation, how it impacts. Economic expansion.
Well, exactly. So I want to have an economic piece of this. So how do economists view a tax system? You know, what is an excessive burden, and how do you avoid how do you minimize excessive burdens on businesses so that we know we have to collect taxes. We know the taxes to some extent discourage certain business activity, but how do you minimize that? So what are the different theories without saying this is the right one, this is the wrong one? Expose them to the best minds on both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
And then they graduate. They're not going to be experts in it, but their minds are now open to the possibility
and
that
they
can think about it.
And you in your discussion, in your debate, part of the curriculum would have to be if we're gonna collect taxes from hard-earned people, what do we have to do to make the government, the people who use the money, spend the money, the government, what do we have to do to make it more efficient, to eliminate waste and fraud?
Well, one, you know, the of course, it's always hard to take on that because government is inherently going to be somewhat wasteful. And but one of the things that I would look at is the waste in the income tax system. For example, the three biggest programs that are tax breaks in the federal income tax system are the unlimited exclusion of health insurance premiums that are paid at
for the Cadillac plans.
Well, yeah. the total exclusion over the next 5 years for everybody is going to amount to $760 billion, according to estimates by the Joint Committee on Taxation, mm-hmm. the bipartisan group in Congress. The housing subsidies for home mortgage interest, deduction for property taxes, the right to sell your house without any gain. Now, we can debate all that, but that's going to cost, according to the Joint Committee, $662 billion over the next 5 years. Well, we need to talk about that because most, if you talk to most tax policy experts on both sides of the aisle, they would say these are excessive. So you talk about waste in government. These are huge government programs.
But also, we need to talk about things like the fact that Medicare is paying $20 billion a year to dead people, to malfeasance who've acquired the names and addresses and the Social Security number of dead people, and we're sending some of that money to Europe.
Well, you know, it reminds me, Russell Long, remember years ago, Long from Louisiana, famous senator, but from Louisiana, where there was suggested a lot of corruption. He said he wanted to be buried in Louisiana so he could remain active in politics.
But so I agree with you. So we got to figure out, John, we've got to wrap it up here for this segment, but I agree with you. What we need to do is we need to do a video series so that it can just be distributed around the country. Why don't you and I do that?
That is actually my long-term goal.
Why don't you and I do that? You and I should do that.
I think we should. The Jim and John show.
I like the John and Jim show. I think that worked too. The John and Jim show, ladies and gentlemen. Come into a theater near you. It's a horror movie.
Right. 10 free trio, popcorn.
Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.